to be put with the real veracities and righteousnesses and virtues in the paddocks and menageries of human reason. We have already a child, and Margaret was childless, and I find myself prone to insist upon that, as if it was a justification. But, indeed, when we became lovers, there was small thought of eugenics between us. Ours was a mutual and not a philoprogenitive passion. Old nature behind us may have had such purposes with us, but it is not for us to annex her intentions by a moralizing afterthought. There isn't, in fact, any decent justification for us whatever. At that, the story must stand. But if there is no justification, there is at least a very effective excuse in the mental confusedness of our time. The evasion of that passionately thorough exposition of belief and of the grounds of morality, which is the outcome of the mercenary religious compromises of the late Vatican period, the stupid suppression of anything but the most timid discussion of sexual morality in our literature and drama, the pervading cultivated and protected muddle-headedness, leaves mentally vigorous people with relatively enormous possibilities of destruction and little effective help. They find themselves confronted by the habits and prejudices of manifestly commonplace people, and by that extraordinarily patched-up Christianity, the cult of a Bromstedized deity, diffused.